welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In this week's episode, happy birthday to Jin, the oldest brother in Bangtan, one of the hardest working people in the business and someone who is respectable, polite, and hilarious. In this episode, we talk about Jin's birthday in BTS history and also Jin's song Moon, which is about Jin's relationship to ARMY and was very nearly his send-off song to the actual ARMY back in 2020. First, recent Bangtan activity around November 13th to December 2nd. My last episode was 3 weeks ago, so there's a lot to catch up on. In favor of saving time, I'm not going to talk about each and every social media post. This is just going to be a highlight reel. Firstly, I think even in the last episode, I forgot to mention the return of Are You Sure on December 3rd. The first two episodes will be out by now on Disney+. It follows Jungkook and Jimin's travels in Switzerland and Vietnam, which they did only a week after being discharged from the military in June. As for the rest of the members, they had the month off of group activities, as Jin had to do his reserve training for a few days and other members had individual schedules to attend to as well. So it was a time for them to have a little time off and do a little solo schedules. V traveled to the US again to go to a tier tier event. JK did more live streams and also some private traveling. V also appears to have gone to Hawaii with his friends, and they've been posting about that on their social media, and we might get a vlog about it, so that's exciting. V teased it at the end of his vlog about his time in LA in October when he attended Vogue World. That was just posted on YouTube like 2 days ago. J-Hope also traveled, heading to Dubai to take part in a private AP Watch event. He did a live stream from the car on his way home from the airport and mentioned that December was for BTS, so I'm expecting the little mini group break was just the month of November. J-Hope also collaborated with Human Made to produce his own limited collection of items. Those have been put on sale and already sold out, of course, but the collection was called Human Hope and was super cool. Meanwhile, RM has been in the practice room with whichever members are available to drop in. He did a live stream with Jimin after practice one day, which was great fun. He also has been posting photos on Instagram that show us Yoongi, so that's what Yoongi's been up to as well. In other Yoongi news, the first concert for the MIND program at the Min Yoongi Treatment Center is taking place in Seoul on December 9th. Suga himself will not attend, so the focus is on the kids and autism awareness, but members of the Suga crew, the band that accompanied Yoongi on his 2023 tour, are going to be helping out with the event and supporting the kiddos. As mentioned, JK's done a couple of gaming lives or cooking lives in his house. Also, because Are You Sure is about to premiere the second season, there's a bunch of promotional interviews with JK and Jimin being posted, mostly in Japan so far, for some reason. One piece of RM's social media content I will mention, besides the dance practice room mirror selfies that give us a glimpse of Suga, is that he's been reading a book called The Palliative Society, Pain Today, by Byung-Chul Han, which, despite the Korean-born author, is originally published in German. It's called Palliative Gesellschaft, Schmerz heute. If you're interested in looking it up and want to make sure you get a good translation for your language. It's a critique of modern society's avoidance of pain and how that actually makes our lives worse, not better. RM has been posting excerpts from it, and it's very interesting. I can't help but think that some of this philosophy might end up on the next album. And there's your very high-level highlight of the last 3 weeks. Kept very short because this is the last of the script that I'm writing, and I already know how much time the other sections are going to take up. So let's look forward to the rest of December. I will have more episodes in December, so the news segments won't be so rushed. This day in BTS history, December 4th. It's Jin's birthday special, which means that we begin on December 4th, 1992. When Kim Seokjin is born. He is the youngest of two boys. Between his birth and when he joins BTS, Jin does fun things like move to Seoul with his family, go to New Zealand for an exchange, and he gets accepted to Konkuk University. And it's there, on his way to first-year orientation, that a stranger approaches him as he gets off the bus, because Jin has grown up to be remarkably handsome. And this stranger asks him if he's interested in joining Big Hit. Now let's jump ahead to after Jin decides to sign that contract. December 4th, 2012. Jin turns 20. By this point, the team has been set. However, at some point between August and January 1st, J-Hope nearly leaves the group, but thankfully is convinced to stay, both by RM convincing him and by JK bursting into tears and hugging him as he leaves. It's also likely not long after this birthday that Suga gets hit by a car, but I'll likely talk about that in the next episode. December 4th, 2013. BTS debuted 6 months before Jin turned 21. The members all wish Jin a happy birthday on Twitter. They also surprise Jin with cake in the practice room, which you can watch on their YouTube channel in Bangtan Bomb Jin's Birthday Party Shooting by VPD. Jin tweets a group photo from the practice room after the surprise with many thanks to ARMY for the birthday wishes too. Suga also tweets a selfie and mentions that their Twitter followers are now over 160,000. They also tweet a photo of a Christmas tree in the studio decorated by Jin, Jimin, V, and JK. RM recommends the song Mad Sexy Cool by Babyface and dedicates it to Jin. Jin films a log, which you can watch with subtitles on the Bangtan Subs YouTube channel. He talks about his birthday. He mentions that his parents are currently abroad, likely on business as his father works for an international company. And so he spent his birthday with his new family, BTS. He also talks about receiving so much love from the fans and worrying whether he deserves it or not. None of the members know how to make seaweed soup, which is a traditional dish to have on your birthday in Korea, and it'd be too sad to make it for himself, so he's going to buy some at the convenience store. January 4th, 2014. On Jin's 22nd birthday, Jimin gives him a cup of seaweed soup that he manages to track down in Hong Kong, where BTS are currently wrapping up their Mnet Asian Music Awards appearance. Jin's birthday is the day after the awards show, so BTS are waking up and flying back to Korea on this day. The members are all active on Twitter, either commenting on the awards or wishing Jin a happy birthday, or in Jin's case, thanking ARMY for the birthday wishes. JK promises to make Jin seaweed soup once they're back in Korea. RM also tweets the lyrics to the rap he performed the night before when BTS appeared in a collaboration stage with Block B. I may talk about that event another time, so I'll leave it for now. V also tweets a selfie with Baekhyun from EXO. I believe at the time people believed V and Baekhyun looked similar, so that might have been the fun of V posting the selfie together for everyone to see. December 4th, 2015. For Jin's 23rd birthday, the members are in a joking mood and they all post either photos of Jin deliberately making funny faces or just unflattering photos they've taken of Jin over the years. Jin posts that he's crying. Jin also releases a cover of I Love You on SoundCloud for ARMY. On this day, the boys are actually at Music Bank, with V acting as a special MC for the evening. They tweet photos of backstage. They also do a V-Live livestream from backstage, where Suga and Jimin prepare a cake outside their designated cubicle, and then everyone sings happy birthday to Jin. You can see all of their shenanigans in the Bangtan Bomb's Music Bank special MCV, Sleeping Baby Bothered with Jin, Jimin's self-camera run 15-12-04 version, and Dessert Time @-@. December 4th, 2016. On Jin's 24th birthday, he releases a Christmas version of Awake on SoundCloud for ARMY. The members are back to tweeting funny photos and videos to celebrate Jin's birthday. Jin has a little bit of time off on this day, so he goes home to his parents' house to visit his dog, Jengu, who is getting old. Jin tweets a video of Jengu running away from him. That evening, Jin is back at the office doing a live stream for ARMY in which he plays computer games with the ARMY who are able to guess the passwords to the rooms that he sets up inside the games. December 4th, 2017. BTS are extremely busy preparing for their Wings finale concert in Seoul. Jin colludes with staff, unbeknownst to members, to coordinate his own surprise party for his 25th birthday during rehearsal the night before. You can see Jin being surprised, and Jimin being more surprised in the Bangtan Bomb, Jin's surprise birthday party. The members once again take to Twitter to wish Jin a happy birthday, and J-Hope also gives him a flashy bag as a gift. The evening of his birthday, Jin once again goes live to play games with ARMY. RM and Suga stop by the live, and V peeks in through the glass window while carrying a puppy Yontan. RM gives Jin a pink Bear Bricks figure for his birthday, and was worried it wasn't a good gift because Jin apparently doesn't like pink anymore, but Jin insists it was the perfect gift for his room. Jimin drops by the live to give him a cake and a fluffy brown sweater that he hopes will make Jin look like a puppy. December 4th, 2018. Jin has dance practice on his 26th birthday. You can see the members celebrate his birthday with him again in the Bangtan Bomb, Sunglasses Jin's surprise birthday party. The boys all wish him happy birthday on Twitter again, with Jin tweeting his thanks. Suga also includes a video of Jin reeling in garbage on their most recent fishing trip. Once again, Jin goes live to play video games. This time, he's gotten a new character up to level 30 in Maple Story so that ARMY can watch him play one of his favorite games. Jimin drops by with a ribbon around his head to gift himself to Jin. RM also stops by. Jin is already wearing RM's gift, which is his sweatshirt. Hobi then drops by and Jin tries to steal his watch, claiming it's a birthday gift. So some things never change because I remember Jin trying to steal Hobi's watch last Christmas, too. December 4th, 2019. Jin gets the ultimate birthday gift for his 27th birthday as BTS attend the MAMA Awards and win all grand prizes. They're the first artists to sweep all grand prizes at both the MAMA and MMA Awards. They also, of course, tweet happy birthday to Jin before the show. You can watch a lot of their day in the episode BTS at 2019, MAMA, and the Bangtan Bomb's Jungkook's Art Class NO Special Stage BTS Focus at 2019, MAMA. We Are Bulletproof Part 2 Special Stage BTS Focus at 2019 MAMA, Dionysus Special Stage BTS Focus at 2019 MAMA, and finally Boy With Love plus Microcosmos Special Stage BTS Focus at 2019 MAMA. They tweet their thanks to ARMY after the show. They also appear in a pre-recorded content in Japan on FNS Music Festival. December 4th, 2020. It's the day before the MAMA Awards, though this time, due to the pandemic, the awards don't have a live studio audience, and most of the content is pre-recorded. Jin didn't get many birthday messages at midnight and expressed his disappointment in the group chat before bed. When he woke up in the morning of his birthday, it was to find that V had contacted V's close friends, including Park Seo-joon, and asked them to send happy birthday videos to Jin. Jin was really touched. The members all tweet photos and wish Jin a happy birthday too. RM also congratulates him on Abyss, which Jin had released just 2 hours before his birthday officially started the night before. Jin had been going through a hard time in the fall and wrote Abyss about the experience as a way to help recover. They left the dorm early on this day to film the performance of Life Goes On for the MAMA Awards the next day. You can see the performance in episode BTS at 2020 MAMA and in the Bangtan Bomb Life Goes On stage cam BTS Focus at 2020 MAMA and also in Memories 2020. They celebrate Jin's birthday properly during a break in filming as well, which you can see in Bangtan Bomb Happy Birthday Jin. Jin goes back to the dorm after he wraps up filming and does a live stream for ARMY. Jin calls V and finds out he's still on set, but he gets permission to tell the story about the video messages. He also talks about Abyss. Jin calls the rest of the members. Hobi doesn't answer and is likely asleep at home already. Jimin and JK are in the same car together on their way back from filming, but they're too tired to join the live stream and probably won't get there in time anyway. And they decide that RM is likely too exhausted and Jin shouldn't call him. So Jin calls Suga instead, who is still recovering from his shoulder surgery. And Suga talks a bit with ARMY over the phone. Jin ends up calling RM anyway after that, and RM answers and wishes him a happy birthday. Side note here, but if the government hadn't given BTS a 2-year extension on enlistment at the last minute, this was around the time that Jin was originally planning to enlist. Instead, BTS decided to hold out and try to have one more concert with ARMY before they started Chapter 2, and I'll talk about that a little bit more when I talk about Moon. December 4th, 2021. BTS had just wrapped up their Permission to Dance concerts in LA 2 days before Jin's 29th birthday. They aren't back in Korea yet, so although they win 5 awards at the MMAs that are occurring on this day, they can't receive them in person. Jin does a live at 2:30 a.m. Pacific time so that Koreans can tune in. He's very tired, but he talks about the birthday event that ARMY's made for him in the final PTD concert in LA, and how he was deeply moved. Partway through the live stream, Jin gets up and rips down the happy birthday sign to reveal a Super Tuna announcement. He's created a new song about fishing and is very embarrassed about it, but he had fun making it and decided to gift it to ARMY. He plays it for ARMY and is super embarrassed the whole time because it's purposefully made to be a B-rated or C-rated song, so he's worried that it isn't okay for him to release it. He talks about filming a small music video for it quickly in LA, only practicing a simple choreo 2 to 3 times before filming. After the live stream, Jin releases the song. Jimin also wishes Jin a happy birthday and then also posts on Weverse thanking ARMY for making his young so happy when they sang happy birthday to him at the concert. Jin also posts photos of his fish that he caught while he was fishing in the US. After everyone gets some sleep, Suga does his photo shoot for the Me, Myself, and Suga Holy or Whole Me photo book. You can see parts of this photo shoot in Me, Myself, and Suga Holy or Whole Me concept film full version and Me, Myself, and Suga Holy or Whole Me photo shoot sketch on the Bangtan TV YouTube channel. J-Hope posts that Jin's Super Tuna post woke him up. RM and JK also tweet happy birthday to Jin. Jin posts on Weverse telling ARMY to please not turn Super Tuna into a dance challenge because it's too embarrassing. As we all know, Super Tuna is much too fun and it was far too late to put a stop to its virality. J-Hope and V also travel to Hawaii with their families, using BTS's time off and the fact that the world has opened up again after the pandemic to travel for leisure again and not just work. December 4th, 2022. Jin's 30th birthday is the last one he's able to celebrate before he has to enlist in the military a week later. The members all wish him happy birthday, mostly on their new individual Instagram accounts. But Suga still tweets his happy birthday to Jin on their shared Twitter account. Jin does a live stream from home. The company has prepared a cake and balloons for him. Jimin comments on the live, wishing him happy birthday. Jimin asks what Jin wants for his birthday, and Jin explains that they've decided not to get each other birthday presents anymore because it's hard buying for 7 people, and they're always so busy. Jin shows ARMY the present that Hobi got him last year, which is a bicycle seat stool that weighs 15 pounds, and you can't sit on it, and Jin has no idea what to do with it, so he bought J-Hope a gold toilet brush in return. Jin's non-famous friends have come over with a princess cake for him, and they're all in the other room playing games. J-Hope called Jin exactly at midnight before Jin even remembered it was his birthday and sang the astronaut to him as soon as he picked up. Jin ends the live and then starts it up again after thinking of more things to say. He chats for a bit longer before signing off. V is actually in Mexico on this day in 2021, filming Ginny's Kitchen episodes 3 and 4. It's Sunday and the restaurant that he's working in is very busy. December 4th, 2023. Jin turns 31 while enlisted. Jimin, who is a week from enlistment himself, still posts a happy birthday to Jin. RM is also very active on Instagram. Jin posts a letter on Weverse thanking ARMY for all the birthday wishes and says he misses ARMY and the members. He also mentions that he is now a sergeant after receiving another early promotion. Meanwhile, JK is preparing for his own enlistment, having already shaved his head. In Japan, some pre-recorded content with JK airs on CDTV Live. Also, episode 23 of Suchita is released, as well as Jin's pre-recorded message from Jin for December 2023, which he had filmed on the same day as filming the Jin Ramen commercials that he did before enlistment. December 4th, 2024. Jin is free for his 32nd birthday, but overnight, the president of South Korea tries to impose martial law in an apparent attempt at a coup. Luckily, it fails within 3 to 6 hours, but obviously it rather overshadows the day. J-Hope, who is also now free from the military, doesn't miss wishing Jin happy birthday on Instagram and Weverse, though. He posts old photos and videos. Jin posts a photo of his foyer, decorated for Christmas, and thanks everyone for the birthday wishes. On YouTube, Dolby releases a video called Jin, Love Jin More in Dolby, and Live Clip Behind, which was filmed sometime between his discharge and October 5th. RM also is able to use his phone time to share a post from someone who received a signed album from him. And that brings us to this year, when Jin is turning 33. Wow, how time flies. Now all members are discharged and free from the military, and hopefully there are no more attempted coups either. That'd be nice. Going through this history section, just to talk off the cuff here for a second, it always just blows my mind when I start writing these scripts and I go back to the first dates and I see that Jin was like 20 when just before, like at time of debut, Jin was only 20 years old, which means that since he's the oldest, everybody was younger than 20 when they debuted. And it just blows my mind how much they've accomplished in Jin's 20s. Like his entire 20s has basically been skyrocketing to fame with BTS. It's just amazing to sort of see it like laid out like that over the years. Song discussion. Moon. Moon is Jin's third official solo song on a BTS album and was released on Map of the Soul 7 in February 2020. I contemplated picking a more recent song to talk about on Jin's birthday, but some part of me just really wanted to talk about Moon, so I'm doing my second Map of the Soul 7 song in a row and taking you all back in time to 2020 this week. Let's put Moon in its historical context. Map of the Soul 7 was originally intended to be BTS's last album before military enlistment. The original plan was for BTS to release the album, go on a world tour, which would finish by fall of 2020, and then Jin would enlist before his 28th birthday, as was the rule at the time. So I think that might be why I chose this song. Before Jin's friendship with Coldplay existed and The Astronaut became Jin's Goodbye For Now song to ARMY, we had Moon, which I think was intended by Jin to serve a similar purpose. Jin had grand plans for Moon. His previous two solo songs that he had performed on tours were both slow ballads, extremely beautiful and fan favorites. They nevertheless involved standing on stage and delivering a deeply emotional performance. Awake was an exploration of the reality of what Jin perceived as his own limitations, while Epiphany explored the album theme of developing a healthy amount of self-love and self-worth. Jin, of course, deeply loved performing those songs, and shed tears at the idea of not performing Epiphany again at the close of the Love Yourself, Speak Yourself tour. But he was also had 3 years of watching the other members have the opportunity to dance with ARMY to brighter songs. So Jin wanted Moon to be a bright and happy song and a celebration with ARMY. He'd been envious of J-Hope's water canyons during Just Dance and wished to use those for Moon on the Map of the Soul tour. He also had seen the way ARMY loved when Suga danced solo to Seesaw and decided that Moon would not only be bright and happy, but also would have at least a little bit of dancing. Of course, like everything planned out in 2020, these plans were dashed with the outbreak of COVID-19 pandemic. Jin didn't get to use the water cannons, nor did he get to hear the screams when he revealed that Moon had to dance, because by the time he got to perform the song, they were only able to do online concerts with no audience. The good news was that the South Korean government decided to give BTS an additional 2 years before they would be forced to enlist, so they were eventually able to have a few concerts before Jin enlisted, though they performed only group songs during those concerts. And as mentioned, Jin was able to release The Astronaut before he left as well, and perform it for an audience of ARMY and Coldplay fans in Argentina. It wasn't until after Jin got back from the military that he was able to perform Moon for ARMY on stage and in person. At that point, the performance idea shifted to one that didn't include choreography or water cannons, but instead it just celebrated the song itself and interacting with fans as much as possible. So, as mentioned, the first time Jin was able to perform Moon was at an online concert, the Map of the Soul 1 concert, or On:E concert. I believe this performance was a modified version of what he had wanted to do on stage during the tour. I don't have a source for that knowledge at the moment, so I'm not sure if that belief of mine came from somewhere or if I just invented it. Obviously, water cannons were not used on the online performance, but Jin danced along with backup dancers for the performance, which was themed in costumes and stage design around the Little Prince, or Le Petit Prince, by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. And my apologies if I've completely butchered that name. Despite being Canadian, my French is very, very bad. Let's talk about why Jin may have chosen the Little Prince theme. The Little Prince is a very popular book worldwide and has been translated into multiple languages. I actually looked it up while I was writing this, and it's the second most translated work ever published. The first is the Bible. So that's how absolutely beloved this book is around the world. It's styled and treated as a children's book, but it touches on themes of loneliness, friendship, love, and loss, as it follows the main character of a little prince who visits multiple planets, including Earth. In the book, the young prince recounts his childhood growing up on an asteroid, falling in love with a rose and caring for it, before becoming concerned with their seemingly unbalanced relationship, so he leaves, with the rose's understanding, to explore other planets, which each contain an allegory for a type of person or a modern misplaced social and cultural value. He eventually comes to Earth, where he lands in the vast Sahara, and thus believes the Earth is largely uninhabited. He meets there an aviator, and this is who he recounts his story to. Eventually he meets a fox, who wishes to be tamed. And I'm jumping straight to the fox to explain why Jin's backup dancers are wearing fox masks. As a tamed fox, the fox becomes something unique, and gives the prince the message, what we tame, we are responsible for forever. This gives the prince clarity on his relationship with the rose, and he decides to return to her, saying goodbye to his aviator friend that he made in the Sahara. So, why the Little Prince and the Moon? Like most art, both the Little Prince and Moon are ultimately about love, and both explore love through relationships that are outside the typical romantic narrative that you usually see love discussed in. The Little Prince explores love through a relationship between the prince and the rose, and the prince and the fox, and arguably the prince and the aviator that he meets in the Sahara. In Moon, Jin explores love through the relationship of the Earth and the Moon. One message of the Little Prince is that love cannot only survive distance, but also grow stronger during the time apart, as exampled by the prince coming to understand the nature of his love for the rose by traveling and learning while away from her, and then ultimately returning to be with her. The subtle reminder that love will survive a separation is both important during a pandemic and also important in a time when Jin might be enlisted in the military imminently, thus being forced to be separated from army for at least 18 months. The performance finishes with bringing the Little Prince theme back to Jin's moon theme. When Jin, in pale pink or white clothing, shining like a moon, stands on stage as a small model of Earth is lowered down from the ceiling to hang above him. And Jin finishes the song by attempting to kiss or embrace the Earth, depending on how high or low the crew managed to get it during each of the two performances. Jin has since performed Moon many more times after his discharge from the military, with the Little Prince theme absent now that the military is no longer threatening to pull Jin away from army. In the post-military performances, Jin has simply enjoyed singing the song with army freely, without choreography. He performed it the day after he was discharged, and also on his most recent solo tour. On the solo tour, he would often use the opportunity to go down off the stage to the barricade and ask an army or two, or sometimes a random security guard, to sing the opening notes for him. During his encore concerts, Jin sang Moon from a hot air balloon that was pulled along the inner orbit of the stadium so that he could get closer to those on the upper floors. This was despite the fact that Jin is very much afraid of heights, so he really did continue to prove to be one of the bravest members of Bangtan. Now let's get into the lyrics. Moon was produced by Slow Rabbit, who Jin often enjoys working with, and who does a lot of producing for Tomorrow by Together these days. And the melody and lyrics were written, in order of importance, by Slow Rabbit, RM, Jin, Adora, Jordan, DJ Swivel Young, Candace Nicola Sosa, Daniel Caesar, and Ludwig Lindell. Jin originally got the idea for the theme of Moon while on the plane to New Zealand to film Bon Voyage 4 in September 2019. At this point, even before we get to the pandemic throwing a wrench in BTS's plans, their original plan for the Map of the Soul trilogy had already been altered due to timing difficulties, and what was supposed to be two albums ended up being combined into one and released, timing-wise, and this is my guess, later than they would have intended to release Map of the Soul Shadow, but earlier than they would have intended to release Map of the Soul Ego. So just to sum that up, Map of the Soul was originally intended to be Map of the Soul Persona, Map of the Soul Shadow, and Map of the Soul Ego. Due to circumstances beyond their control, Map of the Soul Shadow and Ego ended up being combined into Map of the Soul 7. So Map of the Soul 7, this is my speculation, ended up being released after they had intended to release Shadow, but before they had intended to release Ego. And this meant that the songs originally meant for the third album, Ego, were suddenly on a time crunch to get finished earlier, and RM was scrambling to complete the lyrics even while they were trying to keep up with their other schedules, such as Bon Voyage 4 in New Zealand. It was Jin's idea to present his relationship with ARMY through the metaphor of the moon and earth. Jin prefers straightforward, honest lyrics rather than messages placed in layered double meanings, philosophy, and poetics. So RM wrote to that request and kept the lyrics very simple. Simple does not diminish or lessen the quality of the meaning, though. Please keep in mind that I just discussed a great piece of literature that is considered a children's book for a good section of this podcast. I think RM did a great job of writing lyrics in Jin's communication style rather than his own. It's very much the mark of a good writer that he's able to write from the perspective and in the voice of someone who communicates differently than he does. Jin described the theme of the song in the behind video for the first episode of Bon Voyage 4. ARMY only has eyes for us, and we only have eyes for ARMY as well. To us, ARMY is everything. In RM's Map of the Soul 7 behind livestream from March 10th, 2020, which you can now find on Weverse or re-uploads on YouTube, he talks about Moon. He explains that Jin appears to people as someone very easygoing and carefree, but deep down he struggles and has a lot on his mind. RM mentions that he and Jin don't really talk about that stuff because they're both too shy, but that when RM got Jin's draft for the song, he realized the depth of what Jin was trying to say and he wrote based on that. Jin composed the melody for the chorus specifically as well. I should note, in case there's any confusion, the song was already composed by the time they got to New Zealand. They were simply missing the theme and the lyrics. But Jin and the production team had already composed the melody of the song, and then it was just a matter of Jin deciding the theme of the song and collaborating with RM to finalize the lyrics. RM gives an example of things Jin would change from RM's original lyrics, such as RM writing, "I'm just a moon to you, a little island that lights up your sky," and Jin changed the lyric to "a little star" instead of "a little island" to make it easier to sing and even more straightforward. Another example RM gives is that RM originally wrote the lyric "I'll orbit around you" in English, but Jin changed it to Korean, and RM agreed that was the much better choice. All right, so let's discuss the lyrics, which, as mentioned, are pretty simple, so I'm trying not to panic about how long the script already is. Jin, as mentioned, gets right to the point. "Since when were the moon and the earth this close to each other? You who shine solely by existing, I wonder if I can stay by your side. You are my earth. To you, I'm just a moon, a little star of yours that brightens up your heart. You are my earth, and all I see is you. The only thing I do is gaze at you like this." Jin has basically outlined the relationship with ARMY as he sees it. He is a companion who brings a small spot of happiness to our hearts. Jin, as the moon, faces the earth completely so that the earth is the only thing in Jin's night sky. A little astronomy lesson here. The moon, being a much smaller size than earth, is not only stuck in our orbit, but the moon's spin is locked with earth as well. This is called being tidal locked, and it means that the moon always has the same side facing earth. This happens to all orbiting bodies eventually. They reach a state where they rotate on their axis at the same rate they orbit whatever it is that they're orbiting. So from the perspective of the thing being orbited, it looks like they aren't rotating at all. So for instance, if it was a planet orbiting a sun-like star, then eventually one side of the planet would be in perpetual daylight and the other side of the planet would be in perpetual night. This is why the other side of the moon is often referred to as the dark side of the moon, because if the Earth were the moon's source of light, it would be. So now that I've explained astronomy, we can go into the next verse with greater understanding. Though everyone says I'm beautiful, my sea is all black. A star where flowers bloom and the sky is blue, the one who is truly beautiful is you. Suddenly I wonder, are you also looking at me right now? Won't everything be revealed to you, even my painful scars? For Jin, who is very beautiful, and quite rightly jokingly calls himself worldwide handsome, from his perspective, Army is more beautiful than his simple life. The moon doesn't have seas or flowers or a blue sky. We see the shining moon and it brightens our day, or our night, just as we see Jin shining on stage. However, to Jin, Army is the more beautiful entity because of Army's diversity, just as Earth is more beautiful than the barren and less rock and dust of the moon. There is, of course, also the small fear in there expressed that Armies love the persona of Jin, and if they saw the shadow self, they might not be as enamored. Jin has often talked about how he only wants to present a happy face to Army, that he doesn't want to cry in front of them or show any sadness. In his Nothing Much Prepared interview before his enlistment, he mentions trying to keep the fact that he's an otaku on the down low. Otaku is a Japanese term that refers to those who have obsessive interest in something, usually anime, manga, or in Jin's case, video games. Otaku used to be used negatively as an insult, but is slowly becoming just a neutral descriptive word for a particular personality type rather than an insult. If you want an English equivalent, you can think of words such as nerd or geek. For Jin, it's sometimes hard to marry the stark contrast with his superstar persona and the quiet, shy video game nerd private life. Surely the quiet, shy nerd who doesn't have much going on besides playing MapleStory isn't who fans love. The chorus has Jin promising to continue to stay by Army's side. I will orbit around you. I will stay by your side. I will be your light all for you. In the second verse, Jin continues, I didn't even have a name before I met you. You gave me your love, and you've now become my reason. The line about not having a name until your love gives you one is a reference to a famous Korean poem that RM has referenced at least twice before. The poem is called The Flower by Kim Shun-soo. If we look at this passage and think of Jin, it's easy to draw a comparison with the shy Seokjin offstage, who perhaps couldn't have ever imagined performing under the name Jin in front of thousands. Seokjin became Jin, and Army gave him a reason to pursue art and performance as a career. In the bridge, Jin seems to accept that Army is there for him no matter whether they see his black sea or not, just as Earth is always there with the moon. Even in the bright day and even in the dark night, you who stays by my side, even when I am sad and even when I am hurt, you who just shines on me. Rather than saying any words, rather than saying thank you, I will stay by your side in the pitch black night so that it becomes much brighter. I will stay by your side. Much like the moon shines on the earth during the day and during the night, so too does the earth shine on the moon. We're ignoring the sun's existence for a minute here. But again, returning to astronomy, you can see the Earth shine on the moon. It's why there are times when you can see the shadowed part on a crescent moon better than other times. Those are the times that Earth is also reflecting up at the moon and illuminating even more of it than the sun can reach. So in this way, Jin is a tiny bright spot in our days and our nights, and Army is a diverse and beautiful fixture in Jin's skies as well. So vast that it's literally all Jin can see and all he wants to stare at. Jin finishes the song with a reminder that although Jin plans to stay by our side, he also wants us to recognize our own beauty. I wonder, all of a sudden, do you really know yourself? Do you know how pretty your existence is? I will orbit around you. I will stay by your side. I will be your light, all for you. Next episode will be a Christmas-themed episode. I haven't decided what song I'm going to talk about. V has the most Christmas songs, but the episode after that will be his birthday special, and I'll be talking about one of his songs then. I also haven't decided which one. So maybe I'll pull up my random song generator and see what it suggests to talk about at Christmas. It might be a really bizarre suggestion, and it would be fun. Random song generator has suggested Gadja, an RM collab. I don't want to do that one. I'm gonna pull God here and veto that suggestion because it is a Christmas episode. I don't actually like that song. So personal taste, just my personal taste. I don't enjoy that song. It's just a collab. So RM has a small part on it. I could do like a special of RM collabs one time where I just like talk about his multiple collabs back in those days. That might be a better way to do collabs. So I'm gonna veto that one and roll this thing again. And now it's gonna suggest an even earlier one. Oh, it's gonna suggest Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Do I do Blood, Sweat, and Tears for Christmas? Yeah, sure, let's do it. Okay, Christmas episode, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I mean, I could have picked a song that has a Christmas version, but whatever. This will be fun. Christmas, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. It'll be good. If you'd like to discuss this episode, or next week's song, or have a say in what song gets chosen in the future, you can find me on Patreon and Ko-fi at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also find me on Blue Sky at A Brand New Day Pod, or you can email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a good day.